This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Early yesterday morning, as I mentioned in the last segment, I'm leaving Indianapolis on a Delta flight that goes through Minneapolis and stops off in Bismarck, North Dakota, as we had a emergency type landing, and they switched planes out because of some smoke and an electrical problem on the plane. We got back in late. But by the way, on my outbound flight, though, I met a gentleman on the plane who's a diehard Oregon Duck fan. Nathan Reed is his name. And we talked about, you know, he's going to Indianapolis. He's going to see the game. He's been to every game this season. He happened to be on both legs of my flight. We had the same itinerary both ways, which is not that unusual because we're just going out on a Friday, coming back on a Sunday. Nathan Reed is joining us now, who spent 6 hours with me in the Bismarck Airport. Wait. How would you describe the Bismarck Airport if you were telling it to people?
Didn't think that there were airports smaller than Eugene, but I was surprised. Four total gates, the line out the door to get those $12 voucher for meals. it was pretty amazing. So at least their Wi-Fi was good. We were able to watch the ESPN broadcast and see all the Alabama fans cry about not making the playoffs, and it was wonderful. So.
You're a diehard Duck fan, and you know what's funny is I thought when we got up to the, you know, I got in line, I got my voucher, I got up to the counter, I asked the lady, I said, I bet this is a busy day, and she says it happens once in a while. The plane will stop off here, just have to stop because, you know, there's not many stops between here and there, and one of them is Bismarck. And I said to her, I said, I wonder if they do it on purpose. Maybe it's a sabotage thing to help the tourism in North Dakota. I don't know. Give me an idea.
As a
Duck fan, you see the bracket come out. What's your reaction when you saw the bracket? You were shaking your head. I saw you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone was kind of predicting that Tennessee-Ohio State matchup. So as Landon kind of said yesterday, we're going to get everyone's best shot. So no one will be able to say, oh, well, Oregon didn't deserve it if they won the national championship. Being able to play in the Rose Bowl, that's a historic location. I mean, if you haven't been to that game yet, you have to go. And being able to play potentially Texas in Texas and then Georgia in Georgia, it's going to make up for a crazy next 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Nathan Reed is our guest. He is a diehard Oregon Duck fan, and you know this because he's seen every game this season, home or away. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been traveling with the team? How many consecutive games are you on if we want to stretch this back?
Really, it's actually been this season so far. So okay. The reason I decided for this year is primarily because my dad, who is a big Oregon Duck fan, he passed away earlier this year in March, and I thought it'd be a great way to honor him. So in the past, he'd always remind me to take advantage of every opportunity to catch these most recent Oregon teams play because, you know, we don't really know what this kind of level of success will be and how long it'll last. So really, you need to enjoy it while you can, enjoy it while you're young, and if you have the opportunity, make those trips to the Midwest. So it's interesting for sure.
You're seeing some new places, and so give us an idea. The Big House in Michigan, seeing Camp Randall Stadium in Wisconsin, going to the Purdue game. You've been on the road a few places. You know, what have those experiences been like?
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast at all those games, but really Purdue is the one game that really shocked me. I think they're like one in five at the time, and it was on a Friday night, and they still had over 57,000 fans show up to a stadium that holds just over 60,000. You know, that kind of dedication to a fan base, really, when they're not doing that well, it was amazing to see. And it really gave me the first big, showed off the culture of the Big Ten's marching band, you know, and they really put on a show. So if you happen to make the decision to go out to that game in the future, check out, like, Purdue's website. We were able to get, my friend John and I were able to get parking tickets, and we parked on the golf course. We made it for a nice 10 to 15 minute walk, got to walk past the baseball stadium, the softball stadium, and they allow tailgating. It was great. So
give us an idea, because, you know, one other fan who was on the plane, I don't know if he was sitting with you or not, but yeah, I said, you guys are made for each other, but he had talked about going to all the games, and he had all these travel tips, and how are you buying your tickets to the regular season games? How are you finding a hotel? Do you have any insight that you learned in the course of this season kind of doing that as a fan?
Yeah, no, there's tons of little tips and tricks I've had, you know, checking out both locations, either Eugene or Portland, and seeing which one's cheaper. It seems really basic, but for the Camp Randall game, it's actually cheaper for me to fly from Eugene to Salt Lake and then into Madison, Wisconsin directly than having a layover from Portland to Milwaukee or Chicago and then having to drive. And then the biggest thing is really just checking what section the away tickets are.
Yeah.
So for Purdue, I got lucky. Purdue returned some tickets. So the Duck Athletic Fund, they called up, and they were able to offer my buddy and I tickets on the 50-yard line for an extra $20. But then for the Camp Randall game, they put us way up in the corner. So luckily, knowing that ahead of time, about an hour before the game, I was able to get some tickets on SeatGeek on the 50-yard line for only $100. So really just scouting out ahead of time, figuring out where the away section is. And the biggest thing that I could tell is Duck fans travel. There are so many Duck fans in the Midwest from Chicago, and they always will try and sit behind the Duck sideline. So if you don't know where to sit, sit behind the Duck sideline. There will always be Duck fans around you, and it's a really safe bet.
Yeah, you mentioned trading your tickets for that Wisconsin game, and I had questions about that. I was like, how do you trade your tickets? So did you just take your tickets and list them on SeatGeek, and then you bought the tickets that were the 50-yard line seats, and then you sold yours? Is that how you did it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I sold mine the day before. You know, I took a little bit of a loss on it, but being able to see what the ticket prices were and how they dropped so much, I was like, all right, if I wait an hour or two before the game, there will be some awesome ones that pop up. In fact, that's what I did for the Big Ten championship game too. You know, I was able to get tickets around the 50-yard line for, I think, just over $150 about an hour before kickoff. So
Nathan Reed is our guest. The playoff games, how will you do that? I know Oregon has sent out to some of their season ticket holders the option to buy Rose Bowl tickets, to buy Cotton Bowl tickets. You can even select the option to get the playoff game. What has that experience been like? Are you buying them through the school?
Yeah, I'm going to buy all of them through the school, just with the risk of having to play Texas at Texas and Georgia and Atlanta. Those are games I would not risk waiting to the last second, because those ticket prices are going to be so expensive. And the early pricing information that the university has dropped for those games, it's a no-brainer. I think the most expensive ticket is like the national championship game, where it can get up to like $600 or $700, which for a game in Atlanta against potentially Georgia, that will be cheap. So I would definitely, if you have the opportunity to buy them from the university, I would. So,
visiting fans, one of the other gentlemen who does this, who's gone to every game, told me, you know, a couple of years ago, he's in Atlanta to see Oregon and Georgia, and he says the Georgia fans took him out to dinner. They were just so welcoming. What have you gathered about Big Ten fans as you've traveled this season?
The biggest thing is it really has shown that it was really important for Oregon to be good in the 2010s and with Chip Kelly and everything, because there's so many Oregon Duck fans I've met in the Midwest, whether they're at Wisconsin, and they were already Oregon Duck fans, and they happened to go to Wisconsin. Just building the culture in the Midwest has been really important. But, you know, every single person I've talked to has been super grateful. The biggest thing that I've heard is, thanks for beating Ohio State. So the amount of Michigan fans that I talked to that just came up to us and just thanked us, it just really shows what that kind of culture is. Hadn't really had any nasty comments or anything. Everyone was really nice. And it's just it makes for an exciting atmosphere when you're playing teams for the first time in their stadium.
Nathan Reed is our guest, Oregon fan. He happened to be on that flight yesterday that got delayed or derailed and had to land in Bismarck. I got to talking with him and thought, you know what, this would be a really interesting segment. I do think it's enlightening. And, you know, you were on the Friday flight outbound, as I recall. You know, it's not like you have to quit your job to do this, but can you give us an idea, like, what line of work you're in? And because I can hear the listeners going, well, I can't get away.
Yeah. Luckily, my wife and I started a social media marketing business back in about 2016. Our primary clients are Amazon. So our company really blew up with COVID and everyone buying everything on Amazon. And fortunately for us, I've had the opportunity to be able to go to some of these games. It's just been so amazing. So finding hotels with good internet connection, that's definitely a big tip as well. So
yeah, because you've got work to do. Tell us about your dad little bit, because you're honoring your father through all of this. Tell us about dad.
Yeah, definitely grew up in a family where we weren't able to go to a whole lot of Duck games. So I grew up in Albany. Everyone asks, why am I a Duck fan, not an Oregon State fan? But, you know, being able to have him take those opportunities to take me to games like Arizona State when I was younger, or my grandpa taking me to the Washington game when I was younger, those are just core memories, whether or not Oregon won or not, because I knew that they didn't happen all the time. So when he retired, my wife and I got us season tickets, and we have a third season ticket that we bought for him, and we ended up keeping it this year, just in honor of him. So,
what'd your dad do for work?
He worked for the Albany School District. He delivered meals to from the high schools, from West Albany and South Albany, to the elementary schools. So blue collar work, and then also worked at Ormet doing titanium stuff here in Albany. So real down to earth, everyone's friend. So
what was dad's name?
Richard Reed.
All right. So I'm sure people listening in Salem and Albany, of course, are going to remember Richard Reed. But what a cool way to honor your dad and keep it, you know, keep this thing going. You'll be at the Rose Bowl. Hopefully you'll advance to the Cotton Bowl in the national championship game as well. Will you continue this into next season, or was this just kind of a this season, want to do this, and you'll pick and choose going on?
I really think I'm going to try. As long as my wife lets me do this, I'll continue to do this. There's some really great trips coming out next year. I mean, let me pull it up here.
Penn State in September.
Penn State and Iowa and the Wave to the Children's Hospital, and then making the trip out to New York City for the Rutgers game will be cool. But really, it's like you don't know where Northwestern's going to play. Are they going to play at Cub Stadium again? I mean, that's a historic site. So, I'm going to try and continue to do this as long as I can, as long as I'm granted the ability to. So,
all right, Nathan, it was good meeting you, man, spending a little time with you in the airport and getting to know you a little bit. And I appreciate you coming on the show to share your expertise. Now, I will see you. I'll see you in Pasadena, and perhaps I'll see you at the Cotton Bowl and beyond. So say hi if you see me.
For sure. Thanks again, John, and go Ducks.
All right. You take care. There he goes. Nathan Reed. I met him and about 199 other nice people yesterday in Bismarck. And granted, just about everybody in the airport was at one point I looked around. I'm like, we're all them. We're the people who, it's like Lost. It really is. Good stuff there. Steven, do you get, there were several of these guys. And by the way, traveling alone. There were like three or four of these guys that were just going, hey, I'm going to the game alone. Would you go to a movie alone? Would you go to a football game alone? Have you ever done that?
I cannot say that I've ever done that. I would definitely go by myself. I would rather go with, obviously, Coach Vaughn. But, yeah, I would go by myself. I think if I was a big enough fan, I do think it would be a different atmosphere because you really can just let loose. And really, it would entice you to talk to other fans, whether it's your own fan base or the other fan base. And I think that's that would be a lot of fun.
I know that I went to a movie alone one time. I've been to a couple movies alone, but one time in particular, it was an NBA Finals, and San Antonio Spurs were in the Finals. I don't remember what year it was. I think it was 2004. And the movie Saw came out, horror film. And I was an off day in the series. I'm in San Antonio. There's nothing to do. I was done with work. And I was like, I'm going to go see a movie. What's playing? And the movie Saw is playing. So I go into this movie, and I'm the only person in the theater. And I'm sitting in the movie theater. And then the movie's just about to start, and another guy comes into the theater. Grant Hill. Grant Hill and I sat with, like, a couple seats between us. We were the only two people in the theater. We watched Saw in 2004, and then we awkwardly got up and left. It was quite an experience. Seeing Saw alongside Grant Hill. I'm sure he doesn't remember it, but I do. Remember every minute of that movie. It was horrific. And I couldn't, it's not like I could get up and leave. He'd be like, where are you going? Like, leave him alone.
We're in this together, man. Come on.
In the theater. Go see a movie by yourself. I know a lot of people who do it. I'm not knocking it. And by the way, I always talk about, like, movies that are out, you know, there's a movie out right now called The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever. And it's a movie you can take your kids to. Steven, I would recommend you take your kids to go see this movie. I rate it a 91 on my scale of 1 to 100.
Mm.
It's worth seeing. It's a Christmas movie. Take the family. You feel good when you leave it. I'm just going to leave it at that. You want a feel-good movie? And you know, give you a lot of meaning, and it's got some laughs in it, but it's very much kid friendly. I think it's rated PG. There's nothing bad about it, but highly rated movie. Best Christmas pageant ever. All right, check it out. We got much more ahead on the BFT, plus the 5 at 5 coming up top of the hour.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, and the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.